Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah. That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm on it, everybody. Go ahead.
I didn't. I'm gonna say this to everyone. And I've said this a number of times, that I don't care who's playing. They're all pros. And in basketball, they have a chance of getting hot. It happens, right? But to go in and make an assumption, which is why, you know, I sent you
the
text.
It's not really what I did, though. It's not really what I did. I didn't chalk up a win, and I didn't assume. That's why people who are like, I jinxed, I mushed, like, it wasn't really the point of my topic. It wasn't really the point of what I was saying. I mean, I'm a little sick to my stomach because this damn Kenny Atkinson, you know, he's like a bad guy in Scooby-Doo. He got away with it. You know, like, it's...
But your... A lot of times your comments and your issues have nothing to do with the players.
It has nothing to do with the players.
But the players are the ones playing the game.
The thing that's weird about it, I don't know. And morning, Dan Day. Dan Day with us here today, doing the double duty, so appreciate you, buddy.
Let's party.
And our headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Heat lose last night, 130-116. To the shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers. The thing that was weird about that game, so I missed the first quarter. I was watching my daughter. She was singing last night. But I see that they were up 9. And then we get home like right before halftime. And it's like down to 3. I was like, all right, you know, the little comeback. So typically when these games happen, right, where you get beat down or you lose a game to a shorthanded team, I usually feel like that happens right out of the gate. Like they get hot, you came in a little sleepy feeling yourself, and then you're playing uphill and you can't catch up. That's typically the way I feel these games happen. What was weird about yesterday is they got out to the big lead, then they let him back in. The bench unit wasn't very good yesterday for the Heat for the first time all season.
Right.
And then they come out of halftime. They basically had like the anti-third quarter. They come out. Norman Powell is cooking. He's getting his D Wade on with his over the head and ones. And, you know, he was one probably step away from getting the shimmy back out again.
Yo, it was close.
So they get up to 14, a 14-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. And, yeah, I'm thinking, all right, this team seems like they got it on lock. Like they're not going to, because I feel like the bench is going to come in. They're going to do what they do, which is usually Jaime is going to cook. Fontecchio's going to hit threes. And they're going to be good. Well, Dean Wade then just hits a couple of threes. And I was like, oof, all right, well, whatever. Intangibles.
You just assume. You just makes it sound like if you're watching basketball, Dan, make notes of this. In Tobin's world, if you're watching basketball, at some point during the game, some intangible's going to get hot.
Oh, dude. It's happened two games in a row with the Cavs. One of their intangibles is going to get hot.
Who's the other one? It's either Merrill. Wade or Merrill.
Merrill, yeah. And then Strus is on the sidelines. He's not healthy. So and then this was the one that was crazy. It was, I don't remember if this is the third or the fourth. I think it was the third. But Drew Smith got Drew Smithed.
Ooh.
I hope
got the clamps on him.
That never happens to Drew Smith. When Drew Smith, everybody knows a Drew Smith. A Drew Smith is you steal the inbounds from the other team, you get a bucket. That's a Drew Smith. That never happens to Drew Smith. And they Drew Smith, and then all of a sudden the Cavs are on this incredible run where like the 14-point lead is down to 4.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, that was very quick. That was very quick. And they come out of the third into the fourth. Well, then it's like everybody turns into a hack machine. They start fouling the Cavs left and right. And I think they had 4 fouls in like a minute 30.
Basically, the direct opposite happened versus the last game. I guess somebody got to the officials because this past game, hardly no fouls.
Yeah, but the Heat put them in the bonus, basically, with like 10 minutes to go. So it was like impossible to amount of comeback, and the Heat just like, you know, I'll give credit to the Cavs defense too, but the Heat were also just terrible passes all over this. Man, Jovic was oof. And I'm tired of getting yelled at about it. Every time Jovic has a bad game, I'm getting treated like his agent.
Well, because here's the deal. I'm going to tell you exactly why, okay? Because when a player that you like has a good game, right, you claim, like, you go over the top with it. And so when people see this guy, which is very normal, basketball is kind of streaky, you up and down. Sometimes you have a stinker, right? It happens. I don't make nothing of it. I figure he'll bounce back next game because, hey, that's what he does. He's not going to match 29 every night. But the way you go at it when he scores 29 – or the way people come at you when he scores 10.
What a game.
And so from that standpoint, why don't you, like, hey, man, you've been around basketball enough to know, right? He ain't going to score. Like, why do you think all of a sudden?
I'm getting like, get him off the roster. I'm like, he just won the game the day before.
I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why. This is the exact reason. When you go at it the way you did after Jovic had 29, when you go at it that way, people are taking I'll wait till he scores 10. I'm going at him. So you do it to yourself.
Feel like I overdo it.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel like I overdo it. I feel like I properly do it.
This is the phrase, Jovic, dude. Jovic.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying Jovic, dude?
You know what you do.
I'm,
as a friend, I'm trying to keep it real. I'm putting it out there and telling you why people come at you, right? It's just like, I didn't want to. I didn't want to send that text. But because
yes, you did.
Because you were so nonchalant about professional basketball players and how at any point in time, one of these guys we don't know could get extremely hot.
Oh, my God. Jared Allen was wilting.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. That guy's what? All defense? Like, he can play. But you said, oh, no.
He played in like 15 minutes the last game, which I didn't really understand.
So? He had to play more. You know why they didn't have any? They didn't have Mobley, and they didn't have, which is the worst thing. You would rather them have Mobley and Spider.
Spo was saying that after the game on Jared Allen. He goes, I don't really understand why he played only 20 minutes. He probably took that as some kind of disrespect.
So, yes, this is why you get this. I didn't want to do it, but I'm like, you know what? Like,
you did want to do
As a professional who has done it, I would always say they got pros on their side too. They got guys that got tested out as being great three-point shooters and whatever, so they could get hot.
RVA Richie says, Tobin hates receipts.
Exactly.
I don't feel like I'm getting receipts, though. I feel like I get audited.
You don't think that's not
turn.
A fair receipt?
I don't think it's a fair receipt.
Why? I just told you why people come at you. That's factual.
I don't think it's a fair receipt.
That's factual.
It had nothing to do.
When you go to extreme one way, right, then when it's on the other side, you got to either eat it or understand that. Maybe I was a little extreme but dude, you had Jovich as a Hall of Famer.
He's 22. Give him a shot. It's been
fun. But then just that, wait.
Hold on.
I'm asking you is, so when you come in with the 29-point praise,
yeah,
understand the same thing you just said.
Hold on, though. Hold on. He had a bad game, okay? He's got in his last two out of his last three, he's got 29 points and won the game with a pass.
Oh.
And it gets you no goodwill. And it's just because everybody wants to just rub it in my face.
Okay, but I'm telling you, the reason why people do it is because how you extreme you are the other way. Right? So guess what? Here's another one. How many responses do you get when it's not Heat and Five?
How many responses?
Because you've said Heat and Five for the last 9 years.
What does that mean? What do you mean? How many responses
So when, I don't care if they have Heat and Five.
People do like that.
Okay, but when it's not Heat in Five, or is Heat got in Five, right? And people come back at you, you put yourself out there like that.
I don't want to live in a lazy river of not having an
opinion. But so then eat it.
Just it's unfair. I feel bad for Jovich.
No, it's not unfair.
I feel bad for Jovich.
It's not unfair. No, listen, nobody thinks that Jovich is going to score 29 every game. Okay. It's the ebbs and flows of the NBA basketball season. I don't understand why you don't get that. You think you can only pick out the good games. So when people snap back at you, right, they snap back at you because they want you closer to reality instead of to Jovich Hall of Famer. That's it. But you got to eat it. I mean, look, be a man. Eat it.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm right here. What do you mean I'm not eating it?
Because for the last 10 minutes, you've been complaining and bitching about
it. I'm not eating it.
It's so unfair.
It's not fair.
I feel like
he's eating it.
Oh, no. Wait. It's not fair. It's not eating it.
It's just not nice. Leave the kid alone.
And wait. What do you mean it's not nice? You know how people are. Oh, you're going to walk around with your chest out? You're going to pump over this? Well, wait. Watch when it goes back to normal.
10-14 strolling in here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised. The only thing missing is a scarf.
There was a train.
Up.
Okay, dude. Train. All
right. What was it parked? Right on Northeast 2nd Ave?
Okay, yo, bitch.
Don't lash out at me.
No, hey.
No, I'm lashing out at you.
Don't lash out at me.
Hey. Don't take it out on me. So, somebody said...
Minus one.
Paint a tunnel on the mountain. That's like you. Beep, beep. So, that's it.
Are you serious?
What am I serious about?
See, I've said that. Leave this kid alone. He's been a pro. See, let me just say this. people are not going at Jovic because they don't like him. People are going at Jovic because of what Tobin says when he has a good game. And so now it automatically makes people, oh, wait till he has a dud. Wait till he has a dud. That's unfortunate, but you did this.
So let me get this straight. You guys rather me be wrong than the Heat be good?
No, what do you mean?
Well, I don't understand. It feels like
no,
you guys are
I'm saying, wait a minute. There's a difference in going at Jovic being a young player and him having a good game and being positive versus what you do. You go over the top.
I don't agree.
Extreme. So guess what? Guess what? Now when it's on the other side, fair or unfair, people come at you because of the way you responded when he had a good game. If you had been somewhere, man, Jovic had a great game and blah, blah, blah. But that's not how you came in. You came in hot.
Yeah, deserved. It was a great game.
Okay, but he's 22. So what do you think? That's going to be up and down, right? He's going to have some good games, some okay games, right? We know this.
Getting a handle on things.
You need to get a handle on things and understand.
I have a handle on things.
Okay. Listen, if you refuse to tell the truth about what happened in this situation, I can't help you. I'm trying to help you. I'm giving you I'm explaining why people come at you. You know why they come at you, right? You will not admit.
No, because of you. They like
no.
Yeah, they like it.
I think no. See, that's see what I mean?
What?
So this is where they did. So I get this. I think Leroy low-key wanted the Heat to lose just so he could berate Tobin.
That's what Sexy Sauce says, and he's 100% right.
Oh my goodness!
You would rather be in position. You were looking.
You came in
forward,
ready.
Yeah, you were looking forward more to peacocking around me than celebrating the Heat.
Who brought it up?
Brought what up?
All of this.
You.
You bring it up.
You.
No.
Technically, you brought it up last night.
You texted me as soon as the
game
was
No.
Up.
I'm saying this morning on the show.
Let the record show, Tobin brought it up.
What did I bring up?
You brought it up.
Jovic. You said Jovic.
I never started talking about it.
Yeah, but he.
You brought it up.
Dan.
No.
As soon as the game ended last night.
He started the show and
said, as soon as the game ended last night, Dan Day, this mother bleeper over here, he texted me.
That was private text.
Okay, dude. All right. Well, it's not private.
Private text.
He texts
amongst friends.
He goes, because I spent yesterday mad at the Cavaliers for being cowards. He goes, nice job, mush. And I'm just like, oh, you wanted the Cavs to win.
No.
You and Jay Crawford, you were probably having a good laugh over it.
That's not true.
Okay.
I did it in text. I did not bring it up today. You did. So if I would have came in hot, right? But I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I say, let's enjoy the show. Let's have good. And you
Why
brought it up.
Why are you smiling when you say it, huh?
No, he did
You're
bring it up.
You're enjoying it too much.
I didn't bring it up. He brought it up.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
never
gonna
even
not,
mentioned it.
I can't get bombarded on social media all night and not bring it up. That's not accountable.
But it would have been different if I would have put it on X.
Do you barely use social media?
Yeah, I do. I use it.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Miami Heat, they lose 130-116 last night to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were resting all of their starters except for Jared Allen. Norman Powell, he had 27 points, but frustrated after the game, Leroy. This was Norman Powell on the defeat to the Cavs.
Very bad loss. I mean, that's a very bad loss. You know, they're a good team, but we know when they're sitting there, their starters, their go-to guys, you know, that's when we gotta put our stamp on the game, you know, and not give them any life. So it's a bad loss for us, especially coming off a game like we had earlier against them.
There you go, Norman Powell. Afterwards, not pleased. Not pleased with the performance yesterday.
I can't figure out what a third quarter is now.
Hmm.
Because they score so many points. Is the third quarter 25 points now?
Oh, yeah. How many points is it?
Yeah.
19. They got outscored 34-19, I think, in the last frame.
19 is definitely.
That's third.
Right.
And I think they were outscored, I think it was like, let me see what it was. I think it was like 54-25 after the 14-point lead.
Were the rebounds better?
I didn't even notice. Let me look. I didn't see what the final rebounding totals was. I imagine in the last fourth quarter, because that's where the game completely flipped, it was bad. It's loading.
You know who had a good night last night? Dunks.
He did have a good
night.
With
those ugly uniforms.
No. What?
Those Detroit uniforms that don't have any red or any blue in them?
Rebounds were close, but they still had they got 15 to the Heat's 9 in offensive rebounds, but it was 49-44. Not terrible.
I mean, it was for that team, though, for the Heat team,
mm-hmm.
That is a positive.
Kalel played great yesterday. Right. I think Kalel probably, I mean, it was him and Norm probably had the best games, and they kind of they came into the fourth quarter, and it already all unraveled. It was the bench really was the one that had a rough one. And Andrew Wiggins turned the ball over. Andrew Wiggins and Jovic had half the team's turnovers. And they had 21, which was a season high. And they gave up 29 points off turnovers.
Right.
That was the worst of it, for sure. And then the free throws, yeah, we had a complete flip. That's why I'm a little salty, because that Kenny Atkinson got away with it. Big baby. You'll get yours. By the way, he better not do this thing, because Jalen Brunson looks like he's going to be out a little bit. He left the game yesterday late in the Knicks' loss to the Magic, and the word was he left in a boot and crutches.
Ooh, the boot and crutches.
Yep, ankle injury.
Well, you know who always seems to get us, too. Old man Randall. No, Randall's gone. Old man.
Cat?
Huh?
Cat?
No. Not, I don't care
old
about
man.
Him.
Old man. Who's on the Knicks are you speaking of? Hart?
Not Hart.
OG?
They just gave all that damn money to. He ain't old, but he plays like an old man.
Mikal Bridges?
Yeah.
Well, they got to no looking ahead, because they're back out. It's an NBA Cup game, all right? Focus.
So.
On the road.
and this is why we have problems.
What?
Because now you're taking it and making an NBA Cup game, and you're saying you don't care who plays or not. You better go out there and.
Well, I want to see if they learn some lessons.
That's what I wanted them to do last week.
I want to see if
yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it doesn't matter.
Jaime said it got to him.
What got to him?
The guys being out, they got cocky. He said it yesterday after the game.
Did he?
You had a lot of shots missing. You better, because you look like sophomore Jaime last night.
That, and again, like he said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter who they put out there. Like you have to play basketball the way you play, because the scary thing about sports is sometimes the wrong person gets hot,
mm-hmm.
right? When you never thought when the Dolphins played the Chargers that Vidal was going to just run like he had been playing in the league for 4 or 5 years. It happens. They're still at the highest level of the sport. They might not be as good as the guys they're replacing, but they're in there because at some point in their career, somebody got hot. Somebody played well.
So he got a home-and-home with the Knicks tomorrow. It's at Madison Square Garden Monday back in the friendly confines of Kaseya. The Warriors will be in next Wednesday. Steph Curry last night, 46 points to beat the Spurs. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. All that bickering, he goes, you know what makes this better? Steph Curry.
Yeah, but that's – we all know that. I mean, if Steph got to score 46 every night, at some point he's going to look over at Jimmy and go
– Jimmy had a good game too. I mean, I think Jimmy scored 28, but – it was
wow, they got so they getting 70.
Well, I mean,
the two of their players.
Well, they all I think combined for I think him, Draymond, and Steph all combined for 40 the day before. So they
right.
needed a bounce back, dude. But they get the win over the Spurs, and then last night, Joker, 55 points,
and he doesn't even look like.
And Ty Lue was like after the game, he's like, "Yeah, we tried the thing where we made him a scorer." Didn't think he was going to score 55.
But that's what you have. That's what a lot of teams try to do. They say, don't worry about Joker. Take away all the other guys.
Well, that didn't work for them yesterday.
Yeah.
The Clippers, by the way, they found out Bradley Beal done for the season.
There's a shocker.
Getting hip surgery.
There's a shocker.
Yikes.
See? People still fall for that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If we get him at a deal, he not going to get hurt with us.
Oof. So, that Norman Powell trade.
He hasn't played that much in 2 years.
No, he hasn't.
And now he's hurt for the rest of the season?
Out for the season.
Or did he have that hip and it was lingering?
Don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
He ain't played much basketball, so I would like to know where.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you one thing. They're 3-8 right now.
Remember you wanted him?
Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a time in the Wizards I for sure wanted him. There was Bam recruiting him afterwards. There were some things that really turned me off about him, though. Like, because, you know, when you flirt with somebody and then you kind of see their warts, you know, and it's like.
Dude, hold on.
What?
When you finally see somebody's warts, mm-hmm. you're way past flirting.
Nah,
buddy.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
He would be like,
hey, you're way past flirting. Flirting is when you hollering at somebody at the club, right?
Right.
And y'all been talking for a long time, having a good time, having some drinks.
Right.
Then the club closes and you go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come face to face.
I didn't mean physical warts. I just meant like warts like as flaws. And then the things that like annoyed me about him, you got all pervy with it. I wasn't talking about those type of warts. I was just saying like he's got these.
No, I'm not talking. I was just talking about random. You
not a good metaphor. Let's just be honest.
Yes,
people. I mean, like it's not that bad a metaphor. People talk about warts as flaws all the time.
Oh,
never heard that.
People. Somebody, hey, anybody in the chat, you ever use...
is this like a West Palm thing or Orlando? Yeah,
it's a words thing. Look it up. Look it up. And then you can be. Then you can feel foolish. You never heard about seeing somebody's wart stand day as metaphorical? You've never heard that before? You're more well-rounded than these two cretins.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but time and place, man. Come on. Like, there's certain words that were okay to say in the 1920s that you can't say today.
What's wrong with saying warts, dude? I don't think warts has been canceled.
Oh, gross.
Oh, I'm saying wanker or something like that, you know? Oh, wow.
Ugh.
Clayton, hey, Clayton, you ever use the term warts?
Not really, unless I'm talking about those ugly, nasty Patriots and Jets fans we're talking about up north, but, you know.
You going to watch that game tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to say. Huh?
You going to watch that game tonight?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. What do you want to say, buddy?
And you know what? Jovic, dude. Forget what they're saying. They're haters. They're mean. He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He's going to win them all. And you know what? And that rat bastard Marcos needs to put some respect on Drew Smith's name, all right? You know who he is? He's your favorite player's favorite player.
Agreed. Great call, Clayton. Thank you. What are you looking at me for? What?
Oh, wow. Had to look for that one. Had that in your back pocket, in the Costanza wallet.
It's on the same button bar. You want to look at it?
No.
Good, you can't look at my buttons.
Might see warts.
Schmeathen says... It's objectively a point.
I was waiting for that.
Schmeathen Schmolnick says, "Where's your conga music now, Jinxy Chunks?"
Jesus.
Wow. Wasn't even on the same thing. The conga music was over Chris Greer.
That is true.
He hit you with the combo.
Jesus. He hit you with
the 1-2.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tito's fantasy football update here.
Which I want A-10.
Okay, well, good call. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled six times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. We love dogs, and I love vodka, especially Tito's vodka. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly, Leroy.
You know when an alcohol or an alcoholic beverage is good?
Mm-hmm.
When it could tap you on your shoulder and you ain't realize how much you drink. That's what Tito's does. Tito's is so smooth. Woo. Woo. Tito's will tap you on the shoulder.
Well, tonight on Thursday Night Football, Jets at Patriots, 13.5-point spread.
I take the Jets.
For the Patriots. Is that because you just think Thursday Night Footballs have stunk lately? Because the Jets are really bad.
I just think that I'm always going to be a sucker for big spread in the NFL. I'm always. Double digits, like, unless the team is just absolutely terrible.
Leroy, Justin Fields had 57 passing yards last game.
It's really bad, dude.
I know.
High school kids have more than that on one pass sometimes.
I understand that. I get what you're saying. It's my own, like, crux. Like, a lot of times I won't even mess with a game that has a big point spread because I can't get over the fact that one professional team would be that much better than another one. It's a hard thing for me to swallow.
I mean, look at it. I mean,
also, I'm going to say this. I'm not looking at the Patriots as some powerhouse, right? They're really good. And I'm not taking anything away from them. But gotcha. That they just going to go out and blow teeth. That's where we are with them now. I'm always going to take a pause. Same thing with Denver, right? Same thing. The only teams that score a boatload of points or can score boatload of points, if you'd say that with the Rams, if the Rams were playing in the same game, I would say give me the Rams. I don't care where they play.
Okay.
You see, so it has more to do with not only the Jets, but – you think the Patriots are just blowing folks out? It happens, but they're not so dominant they're blowing people out.
The Jets won last week, but they had a punt return touchdown and a kick return touchdown.
Two touchdowns. They scored no points, though.
Not on
offense.
Not on offense.
Right.
They got points on special teams. Which is more amazing is,
you know what? I've been on the other side of that. Eric Metcalf returned two punts for touchdowns during the game. Mm-hmm. And I think it was either Cincinnati or Pittsburgh. And I'm thinking to myself, who would do that? Why would you kick it to him? And then I sat there and watched it last week with the Jets. I'm like, ooh, now I'm on the other side of that. I know what that feels like.
Your favorite to get an anytime touchdown tonight is Travion Henderson. He's -210. Breece Hall, +115. Who didn't want to even be there? Stephon Diggs is +125. Hunter Henry, +155. And Drake May, anytime touchdown, +180. If you like that show pony, Mac Hollins, he's +210. Mason Taylor, the Dolphins' legacy, he's +250. So that's a little look at some of your.
Mason's in with the Jets.
He's with the Jets, yes.
Oh, man. Tell him holla at your boy. I know what it's like to be 313 your rookie year.
And it's Gronk night.
Again, I.
How do you think that speech is going to go? Over under on 69 jokes. I'll set it at 1.5. You go over?
Yeah. Wow, Jets gave Fields $20 million a year, average 142 passing yards per game.
That first game, too, everybody was really excited about him against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Everybody was like.
I mean, even Vlad was like, man, I couldn't believe we scored. We scored like that.
Yeah, Dan, was he peacocking after that first Justin Fields game with you on Sports Day?
No, not particularly. He kind of knew that the team was going in a certain direction.
He knew they were doomed.
He got ahead of his own peacocking. Like, oh, no.
I know how this goes. So, I don't know. I'm not like loving it. I'll peek into this game. Obviously, it's two divisional opponents, so I'll give it a little looky-loo tonight. I'll probably be more focused on the Cats, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
By the way, the Cats, no Bobrovsky at morning skate today. Now, I don't know if that means he's just getting rest because they had a long road trip, but Roberto Luongo is one of the goalies today at morning skate. He's got the gear on. I'm not making that up. I'm not. It's not a bit.
No, I'm not.
It's not a bit.
I believe you.
Is that the only, like, that's like the only, is that the only sport where, like, he just, he's done this multiple times.
Yes.
Roberto Luongo will be like, get the old knees ready to go.
Bow-legged Lou.
Bow-legged Lou. Walks like a sheriff.
make sure you get off your horse before you come on the ice.
I tell you, that's kind of Norm.
Norm's yeah, got the Norm's poker. That too. Norm's that too. He'd probably be 6'8 if he could straighten his legs. Seriously.
Oh man, it's crazy. So yeah, the Panthers are back in action tonight. They're taking on the Washington Capitals. I believe Hockman, Crowder, and Solana are live from the Amerant Bank Arena tonight. So or this afternoon,
down the street
game,
down the street from your boy.
Got Ovi in town today.
I know who's happy. Mm-hmm. Crowder.
Easy drive.
Yeah. Right down the street.
Yep.
You ain't even got to turn.
Yep.
Straight shot.
I'd take a little electric scooter over there if you wanted to.
Not that close.
Sorry, too much?
Yeah, and then, like, there's nothing but little baby go-karts and stuff in our area.
Josh says, Tobin, Mac Hollins is a show pony. Dude.
Oh, my goodness. Too much.
He is, I mean, absolutely.
A barefoot show pony, of course.
He loves to be like, oh, look at me, I'm one with Earth. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Didn't like it when he was.
Tobin is McDonald's Hollins.
Such a bastard.
The McRib is back.
I don't know who you're looking at, but I'm not Mark Hockman, so. I don't even have to look at you to know you're looking at me. It's like you wait for this to come on the menu just to look at me.
Jordo says, you should look at his IG. His side job is life hacker and mechanic. No, I've seen it. I mean, I get it. I remember when he was on the Dolphins. He'd be like, history of the Rubik's Cube. I'd be like, okay, great. Just, you know what, dude? Just go down punts. Down punts, get a touchdown every once in a while. It's like, let's talk about constellations. It's like, I'm not for anybody, like, not broadening their horizons, but I don't need you to be a TikTok professor. And then with the bare feet, like, put some shoes on.
Dude, let me tell you.
It's hot as hell here, dude.
I have a hard time exposing my little toes. They are like, hip hop hooray. Well, I remember when Rebecca was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She walked up to me. I had some slides on. She goes, ooh, daddy, I think you have your shoes on the wrong feet.
Did you ever get into pedicures?
I had one.
Did you like it?
No.
He hated it.
It's because you were ashamed?
No, my sister-in-law. They just like I ended up with the blue beard, one day they were all at the house.
Now I get you.
And
you got pressured.
Next thing you know, I was getting a manicure and a pedicure.
A what?
A manicure and a pedicure.
Oh, I heard manicure.
That's combo.
Yep.
No.
So, hey, Jake Paul? Think it'll happen?
It sounds like it's going to happen. Yeah, right. It sounds like it's going to happen. I think it's
so.
Gonna
who?
Happen.
Why didn't the last fight happen? Gervonta?
Well, there's the moral thing that they are claiming that Gervonta Davis has a new lawsuit against him, where he allegedly, according to this lawsuit, beat on a Tootsie's cocktail waitress who was his alleged girlfriend, mm-hmm. and that these new details came out. And that they were like, hey, we can't have this. Let's pull the plug on it. The skeptics will say Gervonta Davis has multiple infractions with beating women. So that's not exactly a new thing, a new detail. I guess that that's come to light and that maybe Netflix was afraid of some bad publicity, which could have happened. It happened with the Floyd Mayweather fights, you know, when he was going on that with his late baby mama. Mm-hmm. But there's also the school of thought of like it was also a convenient way to get out because the fight wasn't selling. The word was that it was not doing good sales. And I just don't think people – I think people on the Jake Paul thing were a little bit tired of the gimmick. It's like, okay, you're going to fight a 130-pound man who's 5'5", who can't knock you out. Kind of already seen this already with Floyd and his brother.
Right.
This is – you're taking on a former two-time heavyweight champion, 6'5", 6'6", monster power puncher. Maybe a little bit long in the tooth. I mean, definitely past his prime, but he's only lost to, you know, he's lost to really quality guys. He lost to Ruiz, and then he lost twice to Usyk, and then I think he lost to Dubois. That's probably the worst loss on his resume. But we saw
everybody else was champs.
We saw what he did to Francis Ngannou. Like, remember Ngannou lost to Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
But kind of beat Tyson Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anthony Joshua took on Francis Ngannou, and he 1-2'd him, and it was over. Like, boom. It was a nasty knockout loss.
Right.
So everybody's question on this is like, look, if this is legitimate, you're taking on a former champion, a former Olympic gold medalist, his size, he can really knock you out. Yeah, he should wipe the floor with Jake Paul. So you got to kind of wonder, like, are there stipulations? We don't know that stuff yet. It is reportedly, according to Ring Magazine's Mike Coppinger, it's taking place down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine
in December.
And that's all the details we have right now. Do I think, like I said, I think this will probably do a lot better because what's the secret sauce that I always say? People want to see Jake Paul get knocked out. So, like, this is more of a chance of that than you probably had against Gervonta Davis.
He could get knocked into the twilight zone.
He definitely could. So we'll see. I was talking to some buddies about this yesterday because they wanted my thoughts on it. And it was like, you don't think he's going to – everybody thinks, like, they're already worried.
That Jake Paul's going to get killed?
No. They worried that Anthony Joshua's going to get paid off. And then they think look, I want to be clear here. I don't think this. People think this. Because I know that the Paul people can get very litigious about this. I want to be clear about this. I think I've never I'm not saying this, but people think it. So that's my coverage. All right, don't be jackasses. People think that these fights are fixed. And they think that if Jake Paul truly lasts three rounds with this guy, there's no way that it's on the up and up. You know? So
what if and I'm gonna just say this. What if Jake Paul's a decent fighter?
He's a tough guy. I think he's tough. You know, like, he's definitely tough. He's a tough guy.
Well, he ain't had to be tough yet.
He's gotten in there with dangerous guys. Like, he's fought. Uh-huh. If you're fighting Nate Diaz, you're stepping in a ring where you get punches thrown back at you from, smaller guys naturally, like Mike Perry and Nate Diaz and Anderson Silva. That's not nothing. Right. You know, I think people thought he was going to go
but
in.
That's, they're not,
people thought he was going to lose to Nate Robinson.
They're not boxers.
I understand.
And so
but neither
now
is
you're
he.
Getting in.
But neither is he.
No, I understand that. But now you're getting in with a boxer.
Yeah, and a monster. And a big
monster. So we'll see. Like, we'll see. It sucks because if he has the skills to hang around,
mm-hmm.
right, people may question it. But what happens if, like, if he doesn't get just annihilated, everybody's going to think that something's fishy? That's a terrible spot to go into a fight.
It is a terrible spot, but nobody's – I mean, like, look, if you're stepping in there with Anthony Joshua, I mean, I'm not somebody who hasn't given Jake Paul his credit. I think more people who have been skeptical about him and hate his guts, whatever this is going to prove, yeah, it takes some stones to step in there with a former heavyweight champion. Not like Mike Tyson's, 100 years old. Yeah, maybe Joshua's a little past prime, but what is he, like 37, you know?
Oh, no, they've...
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.